Shine like lights in the world as you hold on to the word of life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of the members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go to Gehenna." It was also said, "Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The word of Jesus today is very simple. We have to have a pure heart. This is the law of Christ. As human beings, of course, we have lustful thoughts, bad desire. It's understandable. Jesus understands it. Virtue comes from, we have to practice this virtue. To live life of the gospel is a practice on a daily basis. At times, we find it very difficult to overcome our vices. It's so true. But important is to start again, start again, and start again. And trust the difficulty to the Lord. Jesus can help us. I always quote the message from the wedding of Cana. Our heavenly mother, seeing that wine is not enough, he just informed his son they have no wine. She didn't say anymore, just entrust. You know, this is like a first miracle to change water into wine. Of course, when we ask, we don't have to expect the result. We just trust. And I believe Jesus gives us more than we ask. But important is we should have an open heart, a simple heart, a humble heart. If you try your best, if you ask, Jesus will give us sufficient grace to overcome all this problem. St. Paul says today, shine like lights in the world as you hold on to the word of life. St. Paul gave us the clue. Live the word of God. we might not have chance to read all the passages of the Bible. But one or two phrases can touch you. It's enough. Hold on to it. Let the work of God guide us. Not always easy, but since we have time, although we might not have time to meditate so long, the passage of the gospel, it's one or two phrases, keep in your heart, and at Jesus' will. Jesus invites us to have a pure heart. So today, remind of us, mindful not to think too much of other things, but with simplicity. Just trusting every moment is the moment of God. So don't worry about things of tomorrow. Just not today, moment by moment. But even His will, by entrusting His help, and just tell Jesus, we are weak, but we trust in You.